Welcome to Christian Natural Health with naturopathic Dr. Lauren DeVille. Christian Natural Health is the podcast on how to get and stay healthy, God's way. You'll hear topics on nutrition, exercise, sleep, avoiding toxicity, meditating on scripture, what supplements to take, stress management, defeating anxiety and worry, how to reconcile Eastern medicine approaches with Christianity, and a whole lot more. Now, here's your host, Dr. Lauren.
Welcome back to another episode of Christian Natural Health. Today, I'm going to be talking about the difference between soil-based probiotics and traditional probiotics. So soil-based organisms or spore-forming probiotics are terms used interchangeably more often than not, and most soil-based organisms do form spores. They get their names from their habitat. They tend to be found in the soil, and historically, our ancestors ate food right out of the ground, so many of these organisms would have been part of the normal flora. Soil-based organisms nearly always come from the genus Bacillus, unlike the more traditional probiotics, which are usually Lactobacillus or Bifidobacillus. So even though Lactobacillus and Bifidobacillus are far and away the most numerous and therefore the most well-studied probiotic organisms in the gut, there are lots of studies that show the health benefits from supplementing with the Bacillus species as well. So there's one that shows that Bacillus coagulans has been shown to improve abdominal pain and diarrhea in patients with irritable bowel syndrome. And as usual, I will link in the show notes to all of the studies that these are related to. Bacillus coagulans is beneficial for constipation. Bacillus subtilis can help H. pylori keep it in check. Bacillus species in general also support innate immunity. All of these things can also be said for traditional probiotics as well, of course, and perhaps the big claim to fame for soil-based probiotics is that they're better able to survive stomach acid and digestive enzymes intact until they arrive in the intestines where they're able to colonize. They also tend to be more antibiotic resistant. So the question is, how big a deal is that? Do traditional probiotics survive the harsh digestive environment well enough to still make a difference? One of the important jobs of stomach acid is to neutralize ingested pathogens. So those with low stomach acid are therefore more susceptible to foreign invaders. Few pathogenic organisms can survive a pH below 3, which is what you're going to get in the stomach acid. But fortunately, a few can, specifically those in the Bifidobacillus and Lactobacillus genera. This has been shown repeatedly in healthy volunteers, suggestive that the concern that regular probiotics won't reach their intended target is unfounded. All organisms have been shown to be sensitive to bile salts, though, one reason why there is a significant association between SIBO and gallbladder dysfunction. I suspect this means that if you do take your probiotics with food, it's probably a good idea to not do it with a really fatty meal, because then you're going to get more bile release. Given these findings, additional precautions for traditional probiotics, such as enteric coatings, tend to help the organisms withstand the stomach acid, but they're probably not necessary. Also, the compounds used in enteric coatings may not be healthy. So some of the most common polymers used for enteric coatings include phthalates, which are plastic derivatives associated with endocrine disruption. Phthalate polymers used for enteric coating have really long acronym names, so they include things like cellulose acetate phthalate, hydroxypropylmethyl cellulose phthalate, so like all these really long, kind of scary sounding names, essentially. And there's another one that I'm not even going to try to pronounce, stands CAT, cellulose acetate, and I'm going to skip that. They're chemically really similar to the phthalates that are listed above, or that I just mentioned. And then there's a few others, again, really long acronyms, which is there's a rigid polymer that is further plasticized to render it more easy to work with, and methacrylic acid copolymers as well. So essentially, same rule applies here as what would apply when you're reading labels on your foods. If there's an ingredient on the list that you don't recognize, you probably don't want to eat that, because that's something that your body is going to have to detoxify. That's, you know, typically the any foreign compound will require your liver to detoxify it, and your liver's really kind of overworked already anyway in this toxic world. So it's best to avoid anything mysterious with multiple syllables. Soil-based organisms seem to be beneficial, bottom line, but no more so than traditional probiotics involving Lactobacillus and Bifidobacillus, as far as I can tell. And I definitely would not bother with the enteric coating for your probiotics, as they're likely to do more harm than good. So as usual, I will link in the show notes to the blog post this comes from. Thanks for joining me, and I'll see you next week. I want to take a moment to thank the sponsor of Christian Natural Health, Let's Get Checked. Let's Get Checked offers at-home finger prick testing for essential fatty acids, including omega-3 and omega-6. Your omega-6 to 3 ratio should be about 4 to 1, but the standard American diet ratio is closer to 20 to 1, mostly because we eat a lot of processed vegetable oils in this country. This means inflammation, which sets you up for a whole host of chronic illnesses. We should really all be taking an essential fatty acid supplement, and omega-3 especially, but getting tested will help you determine whether you're taking enough. You can order these tests, no doctor's order required, at TRYLGC.com/CNH omega, and you'll get a package containing lancets for your finger and a test tube for collection of a small amount of blood and a prepaid label to ship it back. Once you receive the results, if you have any questions, you can speak to a nurse practitioner on their team. Again, that link is TRYLGC.com/CNH omega, and enter the coupon code CNH20 for 20% off your order.
Thanks for listening to Christian Natural Health. This show is run by you, so please write in with topic and guest suggestions for future shows. For more great content, subscribe to Dr. Lauren's blog at www.drlaurendeville.com or follow her on Facebook or Twitter at Dr. Lauren Deville. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to share it with your friends and give us a 5-star rating in iTunes. It really helps us to stand out so other people can discover great content as well. Have a great week and God bless you.
Hello, my name's Rachel Carmen, and I want to invite you to come over and listen to my podcast. It's called Real Refreshment. For years and years as a young mother, I chased after the wind, thinking that the world could offer me the refreshment I longed for. But it was only when I discovered it in the person of Jesus Christ that I really found refreshment. Come on over and join me as we dig into Bible study. I'll see you there.